Alright, we're live on Facebook.
Facebook Live, Billy. You want to get the microphone anywhere near us or no?
Yeah, let's move that thing down.
Let's be professionals here. Oh, wow. Now we're talking.
Look at that thing.
Live in studio together. I can touch.
Look at that.
My co-host. Whoops. Mike. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. This is already going bad. It's 11 o'clock at night. I'm not even on camera. That's probably okay by me. There he is.
There we go.
How's it going, Bill?
How's it going, Jurgen? We're good. Live in sunny Southwest Florida.
Yeah, both of us live in the D. Fauntleroy Studios. We got some cold beverages, Bud Light and Budweiser.
Doug's joined.
This is the Freedom Reserve. Oh, Doug, that was quick.
Doug's
Red,
joined.
Red Lager. Oh, we got the Willings.
And Sue's joined.
What's going on, Willings?
Guys, just the two of us right now, or the four of us.
Yeah.
What do you guys want to talk about?
So what... I'm getting notifications on my watch at this point. Oh, Pour for More Podcast is live. I don't even know what episode this is.
223.
Oh, 223. So we didn't really have anything planned. We planned to go on about 3 hours ago, right?
Yeah, give or take.
But we decided to have a few beers, do some grilling. I have to say, coming into the new abode that you have here, one, gorgeous house you have.
Thank you.
Beautiful drive from
you paid for it.
Well, that's true.
You paid for it.
MCO all the way here. I don't know why we're wearing headphones because I can't hear anything. Hi from Magic Kingdom, having a Dole Whip. Oh, Gregory Burns
having a Magic Dole Whip. Kingdom.
That's a beautiful live broadcast.
Gregory, where are you right now?
I'm taking headphones off because we're not hearing each other through the headphones.
So oh, that's true.
There's no reason to have them on.
I'll keep them on.
You want to keep them on for looks? That's fine. Greg Burns at the Magic Kingdom. So I flew in today. So I've been up since about 5 o'clock this morning. Woke up in Westerly, Rhode Island. Drove up to my parents' house.
Well, you didn't drive up. You had somebody drive you up.
Well, my wife drove.
Oh, yeah. I thought you didn't
Eugene.
Take the car?
I didn't take the car. No, so we drove up to my parents' house, got driven to the airport. The flight was at 9:20. We got to the airport a little before 7 because we had to do the curbside check-in. We had the two car seats, our two big pieces of luggage, and your Gina's luggage. So did the curbside check-in, no problems there.
Now, wait a second. Hold on a
second.
Gave
the guy a fin and two singles. Is that a good tip?
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right.
$7 for five pieces of parcels.
Now, Eugenia has her own baggage.
Yeah, she's got a little pink and white bag. Very nice. She's very concerned about it because we were leaving at the curbside check-in. She was very concerned. She said, well, why am I giving it? I want to have it on the plane. I said, well, they're going to put it on the plane. It was very hard for her to understand. So we did that. We had to go inside because Eugenia Jr. was a lap child on the plane. And we went inside, had to go to the ticket counter and get a ticket for her. Went through security. Literally, in no exaggeration, the only people in security. Took us no time. They didn't even make us go through the Mickey Mouse scanner where you put your hands over your head. We just went through the regular metal detector with the girls. And no problems there. Got through. We were through security. I can go back into my log of my text messages and tell you exactly what time we got through security. Let's see. 7.04 a.m. I sent a text message through security. Got dropped off probably at 6.55, so less than 10 minutes from getting out of the car and through security. So that was very good. Went to Dunkin' Donuts, got my iced coffee.
Now, how do you take your coffee?
Black. Ice black. Large ice black. That's it. And, got that, had a donut. Oh, I still have a donut in my backpack, actually. And I went in and... Jeremy! Had my donut. The girls had a little wake-up wrap, egg and cheese wake-up wrap. Waited at the gate for quite a while, over 2 hours, because of how early we got through security. And here we are. We got into MCO, no problem. The flight was beautiful. Went to the rental car. That was fun, because we had to go down to level 2 to baggage claim, wait for all the bags to come in, and then go down to level 1 for the car rental, Thrifty. Went to the counter, got the car. Never rented a car at MCO, so I didn't really know how it was going to go. You go in, And they tell you what aisle it's in. All the keys are in the car. People probably know this, thinking I'm a dummy talking about it. But we had no problem renting the car. I sent the girls up to the food court. They went to Chick-fil-A.
And now, according to your wife, it was a little disappointing experience.
Oh, yeah, we can get into that. Let me just finish what I was saying. So went to the car, got the car seats installed. We got a, what is it, a Jeep Renegade?
Yes.
A Jeep Renegade. Yes. A pretty nice car, wouldn't you say?
Oh, it's very nice.
The only issue I had was I rented one of those carts. We have Susie joining us in the studio here live.
Not really.
We're live, Jürgen.
Bye, folks.
Bye, folks. So, I got one of those, like, carts that you can get. You know, that you pay, like, $5 to get that little, like, luggage cart. Because I had two big bags and Jürgen's bag. I had the two car seats. So, really, I needed that. So I got that thing, I'm driving it around, get into the parking garage, and then I get to the car. I'm like, oh, I'm going to take this Jeep. It's got the Florida license, but you got to go with that. That's important, don't you think? Right beside the Tiki Room. Good move. Great burns. So I went in, got the car. I couldn't get the trunk open. I couldn't figure out how to open the trunk on this Jeep thing. So finally, I actually had to Google it on my phone. To figure out
usually I have to Google how to open up the gas tank.
But yeah, right. And I got it open, finally got everything in there, barely all fit, but it went okay. Well, Sue Welling said, what did you think of the Hurley compound tour, and did you get the wine pairing? No, I did the beer instead. As you see, I got the Budweiser Red Lager. And why do you think we're on so late tonight? We're supposed to be on at 8. We're 3 hours late because the tour ran way over. There's so much square footage to cover. The tour just takes so long.
Well, the other thing, Sue, too, was he was unwilling to, no pun intended, but he was unwilling to pay for the wine pairing.
That's true.
He thought that as a cousin, I should have given it to him for free.
And also because I paid for the compound. So, that's part of it.
Yeah, that's part of it. But
where was I? So we got the car, got the car seats in, got the luggage in, locked the car, went, met the girls at the food court. I got my dirty Sbarro, which I always look forward to.
What do you get there?
I get the stuffed pizza. It's sausage and pepperoni stuffed in like two little layers of crust, and inside is all the dirt. And there's a little bit of bacon sprinkled on top. So dirty. Got that. We finished up our lunch, got into the car. Right around 2 o'clock, pulled out of the MCO parking garage. Oh, Kristen joining us. I did bring beer and cupcakes. Good job, Sue Willing. And got to your house at, 3:45? So made pretty good time from MCO in the Jeep.
Yeah, because I got a message from your wife saying about 4 o'clock, and you guys were pulling in at about 3:45 or so.
Yeah, it was pretty good. We didn't have to stop for anything. And so that was good. We got the full tour, met the roads. The girls finally got to kind of spread their legs a little bit. And had some good dirters, some beautiful ribs. You want to talk about those ribs, sir?
Jürgen, I don't want to pat myself on the back.
Well, I'll do it for you.
But
what did I say? Top three ribs I've ever had?
You want to discuss?
I can't really explain what was so good about them. Sometimes the key is in the simplicity. Oh, Derek is with us now.
Hello there, Derek. Jeremy. Oh, I got to do it with my other hand so he can say it. Jeremy.
Did the pool get no? The pool, that $20 tip did not come in.
Look at Bergeron. Bergeron's up late.
Oh, look at that! We do one episode about
Bergeron's
his family.
Bergeron's here.
Maybe we got to start recording at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So those ribs, I don't know what you did. The spice rub was just perfect. Not too, they weren't too salty.
And I'll tell you one of the things that we did.
Please do.
Was Bam. Emerald's Bam.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
You know, what I do is I slow cook them. And I'm going to post, I put pictures, I'm going to post the pictures on the website.
Oh, you took some pictures of that.
I did take pictures, but I do it at about 300 degrees.
200.
Or 200 degrees, thank you.
About 8 hours,
and I finished them on the charcoal
and you
grill.
Did a little spritz of vinegar every couple hours.
Every couple hours, yep.
And the charcoal, but that charcoal flavor really infused it. Yeah. It was my seasoning that made the ribs so good, Susie is saying.
Yeah, it was. Susie did kill it.
But like the thing with the charcoal, like you got to put the little extra effort in to get that charcoal going. But then you get that little bit of smoke flavor, just enough to make it just right.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
I'm hooked, fellas. What up from Minnesota? That's what Bergeron said.
Patrice Bergeron, are you up north?
Way up north.
Are you hanging out in Maple Grove?
Maple Grove.
I'm not sure where you live up there. I think it's a northern suburb.
Is Maple Grove, is that the home of Jesse the Body Ventura?
Oh, I don't know. We'll Bergeron might know.
He might know that. Maple Grove sounds familiar to me. Either way, the ribs were fantastic. So we had some dirters on the grill. You were impressed with my hot dog cooking method, though.
Oh, yeah. Tell them about the hot dog. Jenny! Oh, I got to do it. Jenny!
Jenny! So it's a simple way to make hot dogs. You just get a little frying pan, put a little bit of water, maybe like half an inch of water at the bottom of the frying pan. Put the hot dogs in, little slit down the middle. Put on medium-high heat. Let them let the water come to a boil for about 5 minutes, and they come off. They taste like ballpark dogs, don't they?
Yeah, they're good. They're good. They're good dogs.
And so that's what we basically did. Filth. We drank. I bought 2 6-packs. I think I have 1 or 2 beers left from those 2 6-packs.
We've been hitting it pretty good.
So if this goes off the rails more than usual, which is definitely a possibility, it might have something to do with the sauce, especially being at 11 o'clock at night. But yeah, the travel day, not too bad. Usually I fret travel day. I don't like to travel. You love airports, though, don't you?
I love airports, yeah.
But I'm not a... Oh, he's hanging in the Grove.
Hanging in the Grove, Maple Grove.
Next weekend. Not a big fan of travel, but... I mean, we talked... What was it? 1 or 2 weeks ago, we talked how much I was regretting getting the rental car and putting the seats in and everything. Mm-hmm. It went better than I thought, I have to say. Didn't take too much to get it all put together. Probably 20 minutes total from the time I left the girls to the time I left the car. 20, 25 minutes. I think JV is from, what does that say? Brooklyn Park.
Jesse Body.
Oh, she's doing Googling.
Yeah, she is. Okay. Yeah, the body is from Brooklyn Park. Good job there, Susie.
The mind. Jesse the Mind Ventura. Let me tell you, McMahon. Did you like him as a commentator or as a wrestler better?
That's an important question. As a commentator.
He was a great commentator, definitely. Yeah, so travel day went a lot better than I thought it was going to go. And we made it here in record time. Went to Publix. Beautiful Tall Boys. Went to the nice Publix. Well, you said it's not that great of a Publix, right?
No, it's not the better Publix in the area, but it's still a Publix.
It's still good, yeah. And got some provisions for the girls and everything, and had a good dinner. Jorgina was she wasn't a huge fan of Rhodey at first, huh?
No, I would say that she wasn't a big fan of Rhodey.
But she took a shine to him later on. But Jorgina Jr. was a huge fan of Rhodey right from the get-go.
Yes.
Screaming at him in a good way. But the girls are sleeping. They finally both tuckered out, and things are good. It's good to be in Florida. Let me put it that way. Love being in Florida. Anytime
I can be in Florida, I love Florida. Isn't Florida great?
And I think I can officially say this is the first time I've been to Florida and not just gone directly to Disney. I don't think I've ever gone...
Yeah, we're going
to
see different parts tomorrow, too.
Yeah, oh, that'll be great. I'm looking forward to it, and the girls will like it. Yeah, it's been a good day. Long day. I'm about ready to pass out, but that's okay. We got to do things in the name of the podcast. What about 20 minutes ago? We were just thinking we might skip a week for the
just
first time.
Just bail the first week in 4 years.
But you know what? We've never done it, and we're not going to start now. Being together, we got to get it done.
No excuse.
No excuses. Play like a champion. But we're here, and we are in studio. So do you want to talk about anything, or just keep just riffing here?
Just riffing. Like, I want to ask a couple questions for people.
Will we be going live more tomorrow? We could definitely go live tomorrow. Maybe not like officially live as an episode, but when we're out on the town, we can go on the phone and go live. Like if we're going to get ice cream or playing mini golf or going to the aquarium, we can go live. There's a comfy bed in the guest room. Yes, I am looking forward to that guest room. It looks very comfortable, and as soon as my head hits pillow, I will probably pass out.
Now, Sue, the other thing that you did say is that you brought some goodies and some... some beverages.
I came empty-handed.
And Susie couldn't drink the beverages at the time, but she did hammer them when the doctor gave her the okay.
Charles Zexoteres.
Pretty close.
Okay.
Charles is on the line.
Chucky.
Now Charles is a Doug Willing guy. He loves Northern Minnesota. Doug, you would love Charles. Charles, you would love Doug. Doug, Charles just bought a camper last night, a brand new camper, and he was up, I looked on the map, like kind of like towards Lake Minnetonka, north of Lake Minnetonka, out toward Waconia, but he is a big camper guy, he is a Minnesota guy, so you guys should share
big time route.
Share your info on camping. Camping podcasts.
Oh, speaking of camping, when is this Mike Schaefer / Willing camping trip going down? I know it was sometime in the summer, and we're very much upon summer, so hopefully the Willings can chime in on when that's happening. I think it's sometime in July. And we need some. We might have to give one of them administrative duties.
Sue's been asking for a while.
Oh, Sue wants to be.
She wants to be.
I would trust her over those two other goofballs.
No, I never shared. I got to show you a text that I got July from Susie. 5th.
Oh, that's gonna be the same time when you're at the Grand Floridian. Imagine those going live from the Grand Floridian, going live from the campgrounds.
Hey, Sue, that Saturday, that's Friday night, Saturday night, we're gonna be at the Grand Floridian celebrating our 10-year anniversary. You guys want to meet us up for some cocktails over at Meisner's?
They're going
to
be camping at the Upper Peninsula. They're in Michigan, not in Florida.
Oh, my bad. I thought you were going to be at Wilderness.
No, they're doing a meetup in Michigan, I think. They call it the Port of War Michigan Meetup, the first annual.
Is that ridiculous? We have meetups in Michigan.
Bringing people together since 2014. We are in our fourth year, going strong. We're almost to five. We're halfway through. We're gonna make it to five.
Ridiculous.
I mean, we were talking about it, not to get sentimental, but the fact that, like, think about where you were in February 2014.
In a townhome. Minnesota,
miserable for the winters. Mm-hmm. I mean, you liked Minnesota. Mm-hmm.
No, I did. I liked Chaska.
But the winters were miserable.
Jeremy.
And now here you are in Florida. Beautiful home that you built.
Well, you built.
I built. Well, I paid for it. You built. Right. You designed. Mm-hmm. I funded.
Right.
You got a pool going in, which I'm a little disappointed didn't get put in time for this, but, you know.
Oh, there was like a little like. Did you see
that? That's a thumbs up. Someone
gave us like a thumbs up.
Bill is new here. Okay. And then, so we got the pool and the lanai, the hot tub, zero entry, no expenses spared. And then you got friends. We make friends around the country. It's just a good thing. Everything, you know, it's a great thing. It's almost 5 years, and we have our little group of people, our group of friends, and it's very nice.
What's a white bear like? Oh. Go Bears!
Go Bears! White bear like
go Chaska. Bears. White bear like go Bears.
Is that from Fargo?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Up so. There, Fargo. Yeah.
Bill's new.
Go Bears! Go yeah.
Go
yeah.
Bears!
Go Bears!
I don't. Do you notice this shirt? Brewthru Outer Banks, North Carolina. Go Bears, Doug's.
No, Doug just said, go Bears. He just said it in his Minnesota accent.
No, I guarantee go Bears. That.
You can't say go Bears?
Go Bears.
Go Bears.
Go Bears. So what's on the agenda tomorrow? Give me a little, fill me in on like some of the options in this part of the state that I've never been to.
Well, you want to go to the aquarium?
Girls love the aquarium. They love aquariums. I'd love to see one. I'd love to do that. That sounds good to me.
Not sure what time the naps are, but we go to the beach after that.
We could do that. Beach is always good. Everyone likes that. A little ice cream, maybe. Mm-hmm. And then have a little couple meals. That sounds good to me.
And then about 17 beers tomorrow night?
Yeah, they're probably going to happen. Yeah. Doug is actually from White Bear Lake. Oh.
You betcha. Who says that?
Oh, yeah. Don't you know?
Where are you girls from? Chaska, White Bear Lake. Oh,
Go Bears.
So you've seen Fargo. Please tell me you've seen Fargo.
Of course they've seen
greatest Fargo. One of the greatest movies ever.
Do you think you would love that movie as much if you'd never lived in Minnesota?
See, I didn't like it. I watched it once before I went to my buddy's wedding. Mm-hmm. And then I went up to Grand Forks, North Dakota, and I appreciated it a lot. And then once I lived there, I really liked it, and the more I watch it now after spending 17, 18 years I love that movie. Love it.
I have to say, this angle right now is very flattering to me. My beard looks very nice.
You like your beard?
Look, I
got any gray?
It looks good. And the beard, probably a little, not enough for the camera to pick up. This light's probably helping me. But this is a good angle for me. I think I look very handsome.
See, now I think you need to take off like right not there. Like you a need finger yeah, more. You got to shave that. No, well, see, right. Yeah, well, that's like getting a little dirty. Like little dirty, that needs like to be a little clean jagged. Yeah, you got to right there. Oh, I see right what there. You're saying. Straight right edge, there. Straight yeah. edge, right there.
I'm not the best. I don't have a good hand. What's this say? Twisty treat.
I don't know what that is. Sue, can you explain that to me?
I'm gonna have to elaborate on that, but. Yeah, I think the beard's looking pretty good. Because they tell you, you go to your chin, and you do two fingers below the chin.
Oh, I didn't know what the rules were.
I didn't know either. I looked it up. I Googled it. Like, how far down my neck should I shave? But yeah, I definitely get the gray in the beard if it gets long enough, and on the sides over here. But I'm pretty short right now. I did last Thursday, I got my hair cut, so I'm 10 days in right now. Ice cream place, twisty treat.
Where is it, Doug?
Oh, is that where they want us to go tomorrow? Is there a twisty treat down here?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe that's what they're trying to tell
us. I don't think they frequented Sarasota. Oh, Mary.
Por favor, Mary.
Look at this.
We were looking at your house, Por favor, Mary.
We were checking out your house, Mary.
The ice cream place down there. The building is an ice cream cone. It's good. This is Eric.
Oh, this is Eric, Mary.
Oh, this is good. Yeah, we're definitely going to have to go live tomorrow. Whether it's getting ice cream at the aquarium, whatever we do. Who is this? That's a good name. Mary Jo Pacheco Deloveria.
Mary Jo, I can't pronounce the middle. De Oliveira. I used to work with her at Spidel. She's a sweetheart. I love Mary.
Hello, Jamie. We got two Marys in. Back Jamie. To back. Are you on to number two already? This is the two for the night, I believe. If we
can, yeah, this is only my second. Yeah.
This is Eric. So we get the aquarium. So what's up with this aquarium? Have you done any research, any YouTubes on the Sarasota aquarium?
No, I heard it's pretty good, though.
Because, like, we go to the aquarium in Mystic, Connecticut, quite often. We have memberships. And they have a lot of different exhibits, if you will. What do you think of my new digs? What did you think of her house? You saw a couple pictures.
How far are you from the pit, Mary?
I don't think she knows. You might have to explain further.
Yeah, what the pit is. You know, Gary said that you were in the Lakewood area, and I said, oh, she must be right near the pit. That's right across the street from Warwick Westside Little League.
Little League baseball field. So, at the Mystic Aquarium, they have a lot of exhibits of local aquatic life. Fish of the Northeast. Like, does this one have literally right across it? Oh, from the pit.
What did I tell you? I said it was going to be across the street from the pit.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Is she going to have, like, foul balls hitting her car?
No, because she's on Post Road, so she's on the right field side of of the baseball
field. No one's got that kind of pop. So, I'm interested to see if they have, like, a local Florida exhibit. Manatees, maybe? I don't know what other kind of wildlife is down here.
They could have some jets. Gentlemen's.
Yeah, some gentlemen's. Some wild gentlemen's. I was wondering, though, you had mentioned, what's the fish that you said is big down here?
Grouper?
Grouper. We got to try some of that tomorrow. Can we pick some up somewhere?
We can get it at Publix.
At the Publix, yeah. What's the way to prepare? Is it hard to prepare?
Oh, no. Susie makes a good dish.
Oh, okay.
You want some grouper, don't you?
I'd like to try it. I mean, you talk about, like, the local, you always got to try the local flavor. You know, you go to New England, you get fish and chips with some cod, some clam chowder. You come down here.
Jenemy.
You need some Jenemy grouper, right?
Yeah, you got to have the grouper Jenemy.
Some conch fritters, maybe? Is that a thing?
Yeah. Those are good.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, those are good.
Conch fritters are clam cakes, so who are we kidding?
Yeah, they're a little more chewy, more right? Yeah, a little chewy.
Chewier, yeah. I thought so. Yeah, I'm very excited. I mean, today, don't get me wrong, the meals today were fantastic, but I can go anywhere and get some ribs. Not as good as they were, but the ribs weren't local. They're not like Sarasota ribs.
No.
You know what I mean? They're Por Favor Mike ribs, which are fantastic, and Dirters and Dogs. You can't go wrong with any of that, but I want some local flavor. I want the group.
Jenemy.
You know what I think we should do? And I'm going to talk to the pilot. After this week, I think we should do every episode together live.
Like so, either I gotta fly up to
you, either gotta fly up to me in Worcester, or I gotta fly down here once a week.
Wow, that's tough. That's gonna be tough.
You think the commitment's too? All right, forget it. We'll just go back to what we usually do. This could be the stupidest episode we've ever done. Are we officially doing an episode here? Or are we just
No, I'm recording on
it. We're recording. This is gonna go live. Not live. This is gonna go right up online.
We're live, Jürgen.
Episode 223. What were we talking about? What song did I want you to play? I wanted you to play some stupid audio in one of the episodes coming up, and I can't remember what it was at this point. This is Eric. You're recording? Oh, Mary's giving us some crap already. Is this the same spot Sue Willing was in when she went live?
Yeah, she was live.
Now I have a lot to live up to.
Yep.
We're live, Willing. I'm surprised Schaefer's not on. He must be sleeping.
Oh, working.
Yeah, that's
putting
true.
Out a fire. This is Eric.
Putting out fires. What's this say? From what I hear, there have been a lot of stupid episodes. Oh, Susie with the barbs.
Oh, wow. Wow. She's going to hammer us right before she goes to bed.
Yeah, right? And I'm out. And then she disconnects. So, do you want to talk about anything? So, for next week's episode, which we'll probably record tomorrow, right?
Correct.
You're going to preview your 10th anniversary trip. Is that correct?
And that is going to be a trip in a golf half, Jürgen. A trip in a golf half.
Well, I have to say, the amount of stuff you're doing in like 3 days is probably worth 10 years worth of beauty. So, do you want to do like a quick preview of it or just save everything as a surprise?
Oh, we'll save everything for tomorrow.
Did you have fun with the girls? You know, Kristen and Mary are going to have a conversation in our live comments right now, which is fine.
Yeah, whoa.
Don't commandeer the comments here.
What is going on here?
Yes, they are
awesome.
Oh, that's true. I can't argue with that. Talk about your goddaughter. She's giving you hugs.
She's a great kid. She's a great kid.
She turned around on Rhodey eventually, right?
Yeah, she likes Rhodey.
Both girls were good.
She likes me better than Susie, though. That's for damn sure.
Can't really argue. Although she played with Susie for an awful long time. I think Susie might have had some...
Nope. Okay. I'm her favorite.
Cousin Mike!
Oh, yeah, on the playground all day
on the playground. Yeah, they did good. They were both... Isabel was a little iffy on the plane, but they both did really good all day today. It's a tough... Traveling's tough with the little kids.
Especially the first travel day.
Yeah. Now we're there, so we can kind of do things more in our own schedule, but today and our last day, like when we go home next Saturday, that's going to be crazy. We got to spice it up. What's that? Oh, spice it. We're getting barbs all day. We took the convertible today, though.
Did you enjoy that?
I did like that.
Gentlemen
convertible. Jürgina made Mike eat fake ice cream chowder for dinner. That's true. That is very true. Did the Publix. Now, where you're living... excuse me. I wanted to talk about this for a little bit.
Okay.
So, we flew into MCL.
Mm-hmm.
Get on the highway... Go right by Disney World, right by, you know, you go by Universal, Disney World, everything, right through Orlando. And then we get on I-4, is that correct?
Yep.
And I'm going west. I'm on that for like an hour.
Yep.
Probably about an hour on
I-4. A little bit.
But I-4 is like pretty much like you get about 20 minutes west of Disney and you're like in farmland.
Yeah, it's pretty flat.
It's kind of like in between. There's not a lot going on. And then you get to like
Lakeland and
to like Brandon in Lakeland. And then there's a little bit going on. Mm-hmm. And then you get to the Tampa area and you got some stuff going on, obviously. And then I'm going south down to you. And you get on 275. Is that right?
No, you basically took 75 all the way down.
75, okay. And yeah, I mean, it was a nice, easy drive. But there wasn't a whole lot to look at once you got past the whole... Like tourist attraction stuff.
No, there's nothing on either side.
So you make that trip, you know, several times a year coming up to Disney World property.
Correct.
And that
Correct.
Is not the most fun drive I've had.
No.
It's an easy drive, which is nice.
Mm,
unless there's traffic, I guess. Did you see the dinosaur park? Yeah, we did go by the dinosaur park. I thought it was like some sham, like just one thing with a big dinosaur, but then there's a whole bunch of other stuff going on. She made him eat it in our shower. This is getting a little weird. Yeah, that dinosaur park looked pretty interesting, I have to say.
Yeah, reading that too was a little...
Leave that she has alone. A vivid imagination, let's leave it at that. Yeah, that dinosaur park, but there's not a whole lot between you and Disney World, you have to say.
No.
So that drive, I can imagine, if there's no traffic, like, it was a pretty easy, like, you said 90 minutes is the best time you've ever made, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that, but the drivers down here, like, I couldn't figure it out. Like, it was pretty good. I didn't have any problems, but people just randomly braking for no reason. Like, people going, like, 55 in the middle lane when everyone's going 80. Like, it's just a little... I'm looking for a little aggression here.
What about the tailgating? I mean, you want to talk about aggression. There's so much aggression down here.
I tried to stay out of the left lane as much as possible. Yes. Because, you know, you just stay clear of that. And I was trying to use it as a passing lane only. And I think that worked out pretty well for me. But there were a couple times where I'm going along. I get behind this person going like 45 in the middle lane. I try to get around and there's some guy at my orifice and within seconds. It's pretty crazy. Like, it's very much
driving two ends of the spectrum. Terrible. Terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to do it all the time, especially when the old gray hairs are down here, too. But overall, very nice. We went to the playground that you guys have on property.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice that you footed the bill for that. You know, you said, oh, put in the playground for the kids. No expense spared.
Well, I mean... I wrote the check. I don't know whose account that came after. Yeah, I don't know with it.
But it was a nice little playground. I think the girls enjoyed it. And it was warm though today, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it was 91.
Excuse me, 91, which is nice, but it wasn't humid.
No, it wasn't too humid.
Because when we were standing out in the backyard doing the grilling, granted it was 7-8 o'clock at night, it was a nice breeze. It started cooling down pretty quickly, and that's when I was like, yeah, this is a nice place to be. Beautiful. That time, that's like the perfect hour, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The sun's starting to set. The heat goes away. No humidity. A little breeze coming in. And I think Georgina enjoyed it because she was running around your backyard.
Oh, she was out. She was outside all the entire day.
She's like molded after you somehow.
Is she a lizard?
Well, not so much that she likes the heat. She loves being outside. She was obsessed with the planes and, like, the takeoff and the landing and everything, so she likes that. She loves Florida. She loves travel. Deluxe accommodations. So we have a California King with the Heavenly mattress, I believe. Like, what, 1,900 thread count Egyptian cotton sheets, I believe, in there?
It was a $15,000 mattress, but I don't want to talk numbers.
No, it's nice. Very nice. An ensuite bathroom with a glass door. Very nice shower in there.
Have the butler?
The butler.
Waiting by.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's kind of awkward, and I'm in there mudding, and he's just standing there. Oh,
he's just standing there with a towel. Isn't that weird?
It's like, you step outside for a minute.
It's the weirdest thing. Like, I couldn't get used to that. Like, my first mud.
It's tough.
And, like, the guy's standing there with the towel.
DirecTV,
over,
that's
like,
right. Over.
Yep. Oh, Doug, I also installed the Blu-ray in their room, too. Yep, they got a Blu-ray.
I didn't bring any discs with me.
Well, if he wants to watch Pinocchio tonight when he goes to bed,
that's the only one you have,
Pinocchio.
Just Pinocchio. The only thing you're missing, I have to say, is like a charging station. Like, you know how the Disney hotels have like all the like USB ports in them?
Oh, no, there's a charging station.
Oh, is there?
Oh, next to your bed, yeah.
Okay, sorry. I do need to charge my phone. I think I'm at... which actually isn't too bad, considering the day. 25% still.
Left. Yeah, this is a charging station. All you have to do is plug that. It's plugged in under the bed, and then plug it into the side. Doug, there's also, I didn't mention it, but there's some other movies.
Oh, boy.
But they're not they're not on the entertainment center.
No.
No, they're...
You keep those are for
they're
select company only.
Yeah, they're in the closet. We don't want the kids to find those.
No. I don't know. What else you got to talk about here, Billy?
Not really much.
No. So, let's talk... You want to talk pool? You got the pool plans. You busted those out today. Should we talk about that?
Jeremy. Sure.
Sue Willing thinks it's funny. We updated the photos in the guest suite too. That's right.
Yes, we
did. Custom photos of me from 1989, I think. Christmas photos. Six-year-old.
We wanted to make sure you felt welcome.
Yeah, that's a welcome sight for sure. You had the mug with my old man's face on it in the girls' room too.
It's beautiful.
Who's this? Cheryl Sistad. We call the education. No, to call them education.
Yeah, Duck. They are. That's a good way to put. Yeah, they are educational videos. For somebody. So dumb.
That is not so a good. So stupid. They must be around the campfire getting a little frisky, maybe.
Educational.
Jenamine.
You gotta freeze when you do hello there. Jenny! education.
So you gave me the play-by-play on this pool you're putting in, Bill. You're showing me your backyard is going to be totally overtaken with this lanai in this pool. It's going to be gorgeous. I mean, your rates are already astronomical. You can't get over it. But your nightly rates are going to go through the roof when this pool is installed. No longer do we have to schlep it to the community pool.
No. Property. No. Yeah. Why do you want to swim with regular kids and stuff?
No, it's like a caddy shag. Caddy times 215 to 230. And duty.
You got the Ruth bar.
It's no big deal.
The Babe Ruth bar. Yeah. You don't want to be swimming with the Babe Ruth dog.
No, I don't want that. You're still looking at the educational thing. Good tug broke, Mike. Yeah, that's right.
No, I'm
come on, get it together.
I'm all right.
Get it together, Bill. That's what happens. You have 7 or 8 Bud Light Tall Boys, have some ribs, have your cousin in town, have your goddaughter in town. We're changing the name from the Hurley Hotel to the Hurley Resort and Spa. Oh, that's a good idea. Resort,
I like
and
that,
spa.
Yeah.
You got to get the Manny Petty thing set up, massage table. Get Cha to come in, do the massage.
No, he'll do the acupuncture.
Oh, acupuncture.
Acupuncture.
Not hard to do. You're messed up.
Try to compose myself.
Come on, get it together, Billy.
All right.
Okay. What else do you want to talk about? LeBron James. We had a lot of discussion about LeBron James today. This guy. Professional broadcaster. You got somebody like me. Years of schooling. Years of in the field experience. Keeping it together. Keeping the show moving. You got a rank amateur over here. Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, you have the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
You have, you make it look like you know what you're doing. But when it comes down to it, this kind of thing, that's what separates the pros from the amateurs.
No, I agree with that.
Did Rhody and the girls get along? Yeah, why don't you talk about that? How do you think Rhody did with the girls?
Well, he had his lampshade on, a.k.a. cone, because he had his gonads taken away. But he loved the girls.
Yes.
And Isabel wasn't afraid of him.
Not at all.
Was she? Not at all. Not
she
at all.
She was laughing and
she
screaming.
She got right up into it. His grill.
I mean, he smacked her with the cone a few times, but she didn't seem to even care.
Mm-hmm.
And then Yergina was a little timid at first, but she took a shining to him later in the night when he calmed down a little bit.
And then we took his cone off toward the end of the night. And
they became best buds.
And they were best buddies.
Yeah. Founding members, lock in the rates. Sue only wants to know if she could be members at the Hurley Resort. Lock in the rates. Susie's making DVC. The HVC, the Hurley Vacation Club.
Yeah, send us a check for $21,000.
It's like Club 33. $25,000 initiation fee, $15,000 per year membership fee. Did you see that? The Club 33 that's going to Disney World? Mm-mm. You want to talk about this?
No.
So there's going to be... You know about Club 33, obviously.
Yeah, Disneyland, yep.
So they're doing it at Disney World. There's going to be one at each park. The one at Magic Kingdom is going to be in Adventureland somewhere. I can't remember where they said. The one at Epcot's going to be above American Adventure, where the Chase Lounge is right now.
Really?
The one at Hollywood Studios, I think, is there used to be a lounge somewhere. I'd forget where it is. The one at Animal Kingdom, they're still trying to figure out where they're going to put it. But basically, from what I heard, and I don't remember the numbers, but I think it was like a $50,000 initiation fee. And then $15,000 per year membership fee. But some of the perks you got, obviously you get to go to all the clubs. But I think you get like up to 6 annual passes per year, you know, on the thing. So that's pretty good, 6 annual passes. You get like 20 or 30 two-day park hoppers. You can like bring people and give them the park hoppers for free. So you get that. Then you get like unlimited fast passes, things like that. There's a lot of perks to it. But none of it's official. They kind of like sent feelers out to people that are at the Golden Oaks.
I hadn't heard that yet.
We never talked about that Golden Oaks restaurant either, did we?
No.
Oh, your buddy. Is that Terry?
Yep.
Wow. Now we got to be on our best behavior. Yeah, so that the Club 33, we'll have to look into that and go official. But what about that restaurant? Did you even hear of that restaurant? Did I send you the link?
No.
I mean,
you can't check out menus, can you?
No, I don't think they have. I think they change every day. But that goes to show you how exclusive a place is if neither of us have even heard of it
right. On
property. Like, I saw that article about it. So there's a restaurant inside the Golden Oaks that only people who own the Golden Oaks and their guests can go to. And apparently it's, like, booked out nonstop. And, like, you can't even get a reservation there. But the prices, did you read the full article?
Mm-mm.
So they were going through and like telling the prices, like you can get like a filet and it's like $31. So the prices aren't even that bad, and they said it was like as good as any steak you'll get on property.
Really?
So, pretty interesting. So pick up a place at Golden Oaks and we'll make a reservation there.
Are you still okay? Because my feed just died.
I think we're going good.
Yeah, it was strong.
Okay. I'm getting nothing.
Oh, boy. Looks like we're okay. Por favor, Mary just made a couple comments.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Just making sure.
We got some technical support. Jamin's still on.
Mr. J. You know Mr. J?
Yes.
J?
Yes.
Okay. Well, he's still on the call.
Oh,
this is Jamin. We're live.
Yep, Doug's still live. We're live.
You have anything else you want to talk about? We're into it about 40 minutes. That's pretty good for a half-ass show that we put together here at 11 o'clock at night. Half in the bag. Or
Did you mud tonight?
I mud at the airport. Pre-flight. You want to talk about that?
Yeah.
I can talk about that.
Yeah, let's talk about the mudding.
So, in the morning, I left my house. So we talked about that already.
Mm-hmm.
I left my house and I was like, you know, you get that little early morning rumble. And I was like, you know what? I'll wait. I'll have my coffee at the airport. Mm-hmm. Try to get everything.
You always want to save it so everything comes out.
That's right.
And then you're like, oh, damn it. Damn it. I'm going to land an MCO and not get rid of this thing, right?
Well, that's right. But it went really well because I got about 20 minutes before they were going to start boarding, I called over my wife and I told her. I said, you got to stay with the girls for a minute. I need to make a stop. So I went to the bathroom, did a nice quality, you know, get everything out of my
now
system.
What were you watching, reading, what were you doing?
It was all pure business. I didn't even take the cell phone out for that.
Wow.
Yeah, I just went right to business. And it was good though, because sometimes you get stage fright in the airport bathroom, you know. It's not,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it's not your home field, you know. You don't have home field advantage. It's not where you're not at your most comfort, you know. You feel rushed or you don't get into that zone.
I may have had some of the best explosions in airports.
Oh, really?
Yes.
See, I'm like a nervous traveler.
Like hitting the back of the seat.
Oh, splash zone?
Yeah, even like the thing where like you plunge it.
I have to tell you, today in your mudroom, your Gina went to the bathroom and she was she was struggling. She's like going red in the face, and then all of a sudden you hear a plop, and she said, "Oh, that one splashed my bum."
Oh, she did a log.
Yeah, she made a splash.
Just came up and splashed. Beautiful.
She was very happy about that.
Good girl.
Yes, very good. She's definitely your goddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing burps and laughing about it.
Oh, she's a good girl.
What do you think? Should we end it on that note?
Yeah, so that was it? Just the one at Green?
Yeah, just the one at Green.
Nothing at MCO?
No, I didn't have to stop at MCO. And, yeah, I think that one at Green really cleared me out for the day. It was very, very helpful. But I got nothing else. I had nothing else for today.
All right. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play at Pour For War Podcast. Email the show, info at Pour For War Podcast. You can email me, Mike, at Pour For War Podcast.
Twitter?
What else? Twitter, Facebook, at Pour For War Podcast.
What's your Twitter?
At Pour For War Mike. Jeremy.
At Pour For War Jeremy. YouTube.com/PourForWarPodcast. You can email me, Gary, at PourForWarPodcast.com. That's about it, right? PourForWarPodcast.com for all the episodes. You can go back to episode number one if you go to PourForWarPodcast.com.
000.
000 and listen to everything we got going back there. Other than that, thanks for joining us tonight for this, you know, S show that we just put on. We're going to throw it right up on our website and send it out to all the listeners. So thank you so much for listening and have a great day. End live, Billy. Oh, we're still live. You're ending the Audacity before you end the